Sausage Cricket Manager. Right, Robinson, I guess quite a tough day at the office, really, today.
Yeah, frustrating day. Toss we'd probably like to have lost in hindsight. We'd try to take a positive approach that, you know, Lords historically goes quite flat after the first day, and we felt the best way was to try and get into them early on. It's worked for us all season, but on this occasion it didn't do. Obviously dropped an early catch, probably dropped four in the end. None of them were easy, actually, all went quite quickly. But you know, you need to take them, don't you? And especially against players like Rodgers, and he's made us pay. And we've had some pretty close calls as well, and those decisions, we haven't managed to persuade the umpire to put his finger up to what are some quite good shouts, and it leaves you, you know, 300 for three. But we had a dodgy 40 minutes, we did really well with the new ball, and then we bowled poorly for 40, 45 minutes, and then we've been good since then, and, you know, the fielding's been outstanding. And I just said to the team in there that if you keep doing good things and you keep the right attitude and you keep applying yourselves, you know, you will get your reward in the end.
You could almost see why Ed Joyce decided to bowl first. Like, in that first three quarters of an hour, both McGoffin and Jordan asked a lot of questions of the opening bat.
Yeah, we did. We bowled really well, and obviously we created the chance and missed it. And unfortunately, Luke didn't get it right when he came on to bowl, and the pressure released, and we never really got that back. We got it back at times. I think obviously Will Beard came on and he got us a bit more controlled and nipped out a wicket. And from that point onwards, we actually bowled well, and we created our chances, and fortunately couldn't take them, and fortunately couldn't get the decisions out of the umpires. And that's the game, and that's where you have to sometimes put your hands up and then say it's not your day, and you do come back with that same attitude tomorrow, and you've got every chance of turning it around.
Let's talk about Will Beer, because he bowled really well, and what was impressive, Mark, was he was quite happy to give the ball some air as well and really give it a chance.
Yeah, look, he did. He tired a little bit towards the end, which is probably understandable, a few nerves in there. But for his first 14 overs in particular, he bowled really well, with some good control, which was pleasing. And as I say, he gave the team, by bowling with control, he gave the team some control, which was good. And, you know, it'd be really something for him to build on going into the future.
What about the team selection? No Monty, no Jimmy Anion and Rory Hamilton-Brown missing out. What was the thought behind the team changes today, Mark?
Look, it's a really tough one on Rory, isn't it? We had a difficult decision to make with a couple of people in the frame, but in the end, Luke's extra bowling and Ben Brown's outstanding batting this season felt, in the end, it was a bit unlucky for Rory. But, you know, but he's been replaced by an international player, so if you're going to get... that's going to happen to you, that's the best way probably. And we've Jimmy, we felt this was going to be quite a decent wicket, and Chris Liddell's variation of being a left armer and the ability to go around the wicket, etc., is just something different which we felt we might need. So that was the feedback. And Monty, I think Monty's struggled by his own admission this season. He hasn't got to the rhythm himself. He's also been a little bit troubled by his shoulder as well, so we felt to take him out the limelight, allow him to work with Mark Davis on his action, try and get that back to how he wants it to be, and also to have a quarter zone in his shoulder to help relieve a little bit of pain there, so hopefully a bit pain, more pain free, and work on his action. We'll get him back to how he'd like to bowl and how we would like him to bowl.
And how difficult is it, Mark, to come back from a tough 4-day game against Nottinghamshire, just one day off, and then you're back up to Lords and now it again? You know, it's 8 days cricket in 9 days you'll be playing.
Yeah, and tough days of cricket as well, intense days under good sunshine as well and good heat. So it is tough, and we've got this way you've got to be mentally strong. Sometimes talk about the physical aspect, this is the mental aspect.
So much talk about schedules, and you know, this talk about playing early matches abroad. Mark, I just wonder if you knew anything about it or had any views about that.
I can honestly say I've not even given it a thought. I've been too busy, too much concern with trying to get what on earth team should we pick today. What is the best thing for Monty? Is it to give him a break or to keep working him through his current difficulties, or to give him a break, or who should we leave out for Matt Prior, and should we win? What should we do with this toss? I literally haven't given it a thought, I promise you, and I'm not trying to duck the question. And I haven't even read the article myself, so you probably know more than me.
Okay, final question. Looking ahead to tomorrow, what's the plan for first up? It's a silly question. Anyway, you need some quick wickets and get yourself back into the match.
No, you can't chase the game. That's the most important thing. If you chase the game, you can leak badly. The key bit is, as I said there, look, we've apart from that 40 minutes spell, we've done all right. And that will be the message. If you keep doing the right things and you bang out your limbs hard and you feel with the intensity that we did,